Just a little tightening here and... There! That should have fixed it. Now for the moment of truth. 3, 2, 1! Excellent! One fully functional hover lounger.
Hey, Flip. Do you know what happened to all the whoopsie wipes? I need like 6 or 7 more boxes of... Whoa! Hover lounger! I thought you busted that thing months ago.
If you will recall correctly, Mosey, it was you that busted it last month when you tried to use it as a hoverboard down corridor 23B.
Oh, yeah. That was one crazy Monday. But hey, you got it working again.
Of course I did, Mosey. We're going to need both our hover loungers for this week's Earthling interview.
We are?
Yes. You see, the Earthling that we are interviewing this week lives in a very remote part of the planet that involves navigating a lot of difficult terrain.
Uh-huh.
This was all outlined in the assignment briefing I sent you. Did you even read it?
Yes.
And have you made sure that your hover lounger is in working condition?
Yes.
Mosey!
Okay, fine. No, I haven't yet, Flip, but I will.
Really? Because you haven't used it in more than 5 months, and it may need recharging before we leave for Earth.
I'm sure it'll be fine, Flip. Now, if you'll excuse me, there is a real Gooblars marathon on the Holovision right now. It is not going to watch itself.
Okay, but I will want you to refer back to this moment if your inaction causes significant regret.
Yes?
What?
Okay, I have no idea what you just said to me.
Don't come crying to me if you have to climb or walk because your hover lounger doesn't work!
Flip, I will never come crying to you. Ow! Oh, my tentacle! Oh, I got a boo-boo! Riding through the solar system, our spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling. Yeah.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Flip! Flip! Let me borrow the hover lounger. I can't feel my tentacles anymore.
This is my hover lounger, Mosey. You should have charged yours before we left. Like I said.
Like you said, I don't remember that at all. Who would have thought these mountains would be so, rocky?
Mosey, this place is literally called the Rocky Mountains.
It is?
Yes. It is a mountain range that runs for 3,000 miles all the way down the continent of North America.
3,000 miles? Oh, Flip, we're not really going to be hiking 3,000 miles like this, are we?
Of course not, Mosey.
Ooh, thank goodness, because I couldn't do it.
I will be hovering. You We'll be hiking.
What?
Now, could you please hurry up? We'll never find our Earthling if we keep stopping every 5 minutes for rehydration breaks.
Okay, fine.
Wait a minute, Flip. I just had a fantastic idea.
What is it?
What if...
Yes?
We took turns sharing the hover lounger.
I'm afraid I cannot do that, Mosey.
Oh, why not?
Because you would not learn your lesson.
And what lesson would that be? That rocks are hard to climb?
No, Mosey. The lesson is that you should be more prepared. I gave you plenty of time to charge your hover lounger, but you never listened to little old
man. Flip, what is that?
What is what, Mosey?
On the other rocky mountain over there. Whoa! Why is that ball of fluff that I see standing on the cliff in such a weird way? It's not hyperbole to say that it defies gravity. It's stuck right to the side of the sheer wall of mountaintop.
It is amazing indeed. That's right. These are mountain goats, Mosey.
I see. Are they part of it?
What?
The mountain. Are they wearing anti-gravity boots in their outfits?
No, these mountain goats evolved for climbing mountains here in North America.
Wait, that's them? Those little guys are the reason I've been scrambling up this rocky rock face?
That is correct.
Well, in that case, excuse me, Mr. Mountain Goat! No, don't run! No way!
Quickly, Mosey, before we lose them!
Yup! Right behind you, Flip! Did you find them?
Not yet, Mosey. However, I did bring these.
Your Spinoculars 3000?
Correct. With these, I should be able to spot those mountain goats. Let's see. There they are!
Let me see!
One moment, Mosey. It appears that they are at an impasse.
A what?
An impasse? There is a gap in the path in front of them. It must be 12 feet wide.
Excellent. Nowhere for them to run away to.
Wait a minute, Mosey. It looks like one of them is going to jump it.
12 feet?
Correct. He's about to...
I don't believe this, Flip. Give me those binoculars. I need to see for myself.
See for yourself.
All right. Where are these guys? There they are. Oh, it's a whole family of little mountain goats. Flip, you didn't tell me it was a family of mountain goats. Oh, look, there's Daddy Mountain Goat, Mommy Mountain Goat, and little baby mountain goat. Wait, what is that little baby goat doing? Look out, little buddy! You're heading straight for that! Flip! You'll never guess what I just saw.
Did you see a little baby goat jump a 12-foot...
I just saw a baby goat jump a 12-foot gap in the mountain ledge!
Fascinating.
Flip, I just had the most fantastic idea.
What is it, Mosey?
Maybe we should interview these mountain goats for our travel guide.
Mosey, that's the whole reason we... Great idea, Mosey.
Thank you.
Maybe this time we should approach them slowly and quietly instead of screaming at them.
Good idea, Flip. They didn't seem to like that last time.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
No, wait, Flip. Just 5 more minutes. My tentacles can't take it. Flip, are we...
There! Ooh, yes!
Keep your respiratory noises down, Mosey, or you'll scare them off again.
Okay. Sorry. I'll try to hold my breath.
Mosey, that is even louder than before.
Sorry. I'm just really out of breath.
Is he okay? Are you okay?
Yes, I am fine.
Were you two following us?
Yes, we were. Sorry. We are intergalactic travelers writing about your planet and wanted to interview you for our guide. My name is Flynn, and this wheezing creature here is Mosey.
Oh, sup?
Well, it's a pleasure to meet both of you. And even more of a pleasure to know that neither of you are predators. Well, we got a little spooked out when you yelled at us before.
Yeah. Whew, that's my bad.
Well, my name is Billy, and this is my partner, Nanny, and my son, Kid.
Well, hey there, Kid. That was some impressive jump you did back there.
We have been very impressed with you and your family's athletic abilities.
Well, thank you very much. It's a tough environment up here. You know, we live higher up on the planet than any other animal.
Wow.
And in order to live this high up on the planet, you have to have a particular set of skills.
Really? Like what? Oh, when I started as a baby goat, first days of my life, I already started to figure out how mountain goats should climb. Yeah, my mama, she climbed a cliff, and as I watched her jump, well, my feet knew just where they were going, and the next thing I'm on my way up, because I can't be bothered with that stuff that drags you down. You're gonna want to look close, because the next thing you know, I'm bounding off this cliff, cause I can't be bothered being stuck here on the ground. I can make it any place from here to space with the best around. Well, there's some more things too. Sharp and pointed horns, and every year they are growing. They make another ring that will adorn them. My coat is double layered, so when summer comes and it gets warm, I can rub the first layer off on the rocks, and before you know it, I've transformed. Yeah, I can't be bothered with that stuff that drags you down. You're gonna want to look close, because the next thing you know, I'm bounding off this cliff, cause I can't be bothered being stuck here on the ground, cause I can make it any place from here in space with the best around. Oh yeah. And don't let that gravity get you down now. Oh, not now. Come on. I can't be bothered with that stuff that drags you down. You're gonna want to look close, because the next thing you know, I'm bounding off this cliff, cause
Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Wow! You hear that, Flip?
A very impressive list of attributes.
Yes, ma'am. But you know, out of all of these attributes, there's one that's more important than all the rest.
Ooh, what is it? Can you fly too? Do you have super hearing? Can you read my thoughts?
No. It's nothing like that. The most important attribute that we rely on to survive out here is we look out for each other.
Oh, well, that's kind of anticlimactic.
And what exactly do you mean that the most important attribute you have is looking out for each other?
Well, take a look for yourself. It's a long way down up here.
You can say that again.
One misplaced hoof up here, and that could be the end of you. So, we have to look out for each other.
Ha! You hear that, Flip? Looking out for each other. What a novel concept.
What are you insinuating, Mosey?
What I'm insinuating, Flip, is that maybe we should be looking out for each other, too.
I don't understand, Mosey. We are constantly looking out for each other.
Are we? Are we, Flip? Or are we zooming off on our precious little hover loungers while the other one is left to scramble after them?
I think I understand what is going on here.
What if I misplaced a hoof, Flip?
You don't have a hoof, Mosey.
And whose fault is that, huh?
It is your own fault, Mosey, for not charging your hover lounger.
Well, I'm sorry. I may have just met you two, but can I offer some advice?
Please. We are always looking for Earthling wisdom for our travel guide.
Well, if I understand the situation correctly, you...
Uh-huh.
You were unprepared for your little trip out today.
That is correct.
And you have been unwilling to share your preparedness with your friend in order to teach him some sort of lesson.
That's exactly right, Mr. Billy Goat. She's been unwilling to share her preparedness, or whatever you said.
Well, as far as I could see, you, Mosey, are in the wrong. You should have been more responsible and made sure you were ready for today.
See, Mosey?
But...
But
that doesn't completely alleviate you of responsibility of looking out for your friend, Flip.
Ha! I told you, Flip!
How would you feel if you made a mistake and Mosey didn't take care of you?
I suppose I wouldn't like it very much.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Mosey. I should have shared my hover lounger with you. It wasn't right of me to hoard it all to myself.
Oh, that's all right, Flip. Well, I should have charged my hover lounger before we left.
Like I said.
Yes, Flip. Like you said.
In that case, Mosey, I think I may have a solution to our problem.
What is it, Flip?
Well, before heading out today, I made a couple of modifications to my hover lounger.
Uh-huh.
And if I press this button, the anti-gravity propulsion thrusters should be able to provide enough power and support for two life forms.
You mean?
I suggest that we share the hover lounger for the remainder of today's expedition.
Really, Flip?
Of course, Mosey. It's something I should have done from the beginning.
All right. Hey, Billy, would you mind giving me a boost?
Sure thing, friend. Let me get my noggin up underneath
ooh,
you here.
Oh, ooh, ah! Pointy horns. All right, let me just adjust myself here. There we go.
Happy to have you aboard.
So... you two still want to see how we do things up here in the mountains?
Now that I don't have to scramble and crawl up these rocky rock faces after you? Absolutely.
Well, all right. See if you can keep up. Nanny, kid, let's show these out-of-towners how it's done.
Yeah. All right, Flip. Full steam ahead.
You might want to affix yourself to something secure, Mosey.
Affix myself to something secure? Why would I need to affix myself to something secure?
So if we're a team, let's work, yeah. Why do we always forget? Teamwork. Our team works, and it's not broken. It's a team that's working. Now I get it, I get it.
You act like more of a little brother than most of
luxurious. I'm talking about all of it, all the challenges that I can't dismiss. You know when it gets tough, we are tougher.
With all your rock climbing.
Another successful Earthling interaction.
Yeah. Man, it's been so long since I've ridden on one of these things. Huh. What does this button do again?
No, Rosie, don't hit that. That turns off the anti-gravity.
And thus concludes another episode of How to Be an Earthling.
Today, we met Billy, a mountain goat from the Rocky Mountains of North America.
Mountain goats are Earthlings that have the incredible ability to scale rock faces in a single bound, which, I can tell you from experience, is a no easy feat.
That is correct.
And we also learned that sharing is caring.
Yes. And we also learned that we do not press the big red button on the hover loungers because...
Because it turns off the anti-gravity and causes you to crash.
That is correct. Which means that Mosey now has two hover loungers to fix up before our next mountaineering expedition. You'd better get going, Mosey. You can even borrow my quantum power wrench to get started.
How kind.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean. Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names.
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ted Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including
Michael Bram.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time.
Fluffy Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.